WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, dopamine hackers. It's your girl Sienna Cruz here, back with another dose of brain-boosting goodness. Ever feel like you're running on a treadmill? Always striving for that next impossible level of perfect, but never quite getting there. Yeah, me too. We live in a world obsessed with perfection, where Instagram feeds are curated masterpieces and everyone seems to be winning at life, except maybe us. But guess what? Perfection is a myth. And let's be honest, it's exhausting. Today we're hacking the dopamine loop around perfectionism, embracing the beautiful mess that is being human, and learning to finally let go. Here are 5 things you need to know about ditching perfectionism and leveling up your life. First off, understand this. Perfectionism is a trap. It's disguised as ambition, but it actually holds you back from truly experiencing life. You're so focused on getting things right that you miss out on the joy of the journey, the beauty of imperfection, and the chance to learn and grow. Think about it, have you ever finished a project and felt genuinely proud, or did you spend your entire time agonizing over every little detail? Remember those times you started something with such enthusiasm only to get bogged down in the it's not perfect spiral. We've all been there. Secondly, perfectionism is often rooted in fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of not being good enough. It's like that little voice in your head constantly whispering, you better be perfect or else. But guess what? Nobody's perfect, and that's okay. We're all works in progress, learning and evolving every single day. So instead of trying to meet these unrealistic standards, focus on progress over perfection. Celebrate the small wins, acknowledge your efforts, and remember that it's the journey, not the destination, that truly matters. Thirdly, challenge those negative self-talk messages. When you catch yourself thinking things like, I'm not good enough or this is never going to be perfect, stop and ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, those negative voices are just distorted perceptions based on fear, not facts. So learn to identify them, challenge them, and replace them with more positive and empowering affirmations. You deserve to treat yourself with kindness and compassion. Fourth, remember that everyone makes mistakes. They're not the end of the world, they're opportunities for growth and learning. Instead of dwelling on your mistakes, see them as stepping stones on your path to success. Embrace them, learn from them, and move forward with confidence. Even those seemingly perfect people you admire, yeah, they mess up too. It's all part of being human. And finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. We are not meant to navigate life alone. Reach out to your friends, family, mentors, or therapists when you need support. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and provide you with valuable perspectives and encouragement. Remember, there's strength in vulnerability. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're working on a creative project, maybe writing a blog post, painting a masterpiece, or even baking a cake because who doesn't love a good bake-off? You put your heart and soul into it, pouring all your energy and passion into making it perfect. But then doubt creeps in. Is this good enough? What if people don't like it? And suddenly, you find yourself paralyzed by fear, staring at your blank screen or half-finished masterpiece. Sound familiar? This is perfectionism rearing its ugly head, telling you that only flawless outcomes are acceptable. But here's the thing. Your creativity deserves to be unleashed. Embrace the imperfections, trust the process, and allow yourself to create without the pressure of perfection. You might surprise yourself with what you come up with. Remember, dopamine hackers, letting go of perfectionism isn't about settling for mediocrity, it's about embracing your authentic self, celebrating progress over perfection, and ultimately living a more fulfilling and joyful life. It's about recognizing that the journey is just as important as the destination, and that sometimes, the most beautiful things are the ones with a few cracks and imperfections. So go out there, embrace your flaws, and let your light shine. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words today. If you found value in this podcast, leave a review. It means the world to me. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamine loops and remember, you are amazing just as you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.